Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The 2025 Nobel Prize for Medicine or Physiology has gone to immunology, and the man who is himself an esteemed immunologist is Professor Luke O'Neill, who's also Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin. He joins me on the line. Luke, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How's it going?
Nice to have your field of endeavour honoured in this way.
Isn't it? No, we're very competitive, you see, and each field competes with the other, you know. So immunology's got it this year. We're very happy with that because it puts the focus on what we do, you know. And it's a very worthy one, Pat, actually. It's all about autoimmune disease. And we think it's a really wonderful thing to see the prize being given for that area.
Now, who are the winners?
Yeah, it's a woman called Mary Brunko and a guy called Fred Ramsdale. They're Americans, and a Japanese guy called Shumon Sakaguchi. And I've met Sakaguchi over the years, so I know him quite well. And he's from Japan. So the three of them combined have won the €1 million, by the way, but they got €1 million in prize money, which they then share with each other.
Okay, so that's not bad pickings. And whether they spend it on a new Rolls Royce or whether they spend it on research is up to them what they do with it. But can you explain what exactly they discovered?
I can indeed, yes. So, you know, the immune system is to fight germs, obviously bacteria, viruses and so on. You don't want it attacking your own tissues. If that happens, you get autoimmune diseases, things like type 1 diabetes, MS. These are all your own immune system attacking your own tissues. They've discovered basically the kind of military police of the immune system. They turn off the immune system and stop it attacking your own tissues. And Sakaguchi began this. It's over 30 years ago, by the way, was the first discovery, which tells you how long it takes to win a Nobel Prize. But he found a cell type that basically dampens down the immune attack on your own tissues. They're called regulatory T cells. So that's what Sakaguchi discovered. And then Brunko and Ramsdale, they got the on switch for these cells. So their contribution was to find the kind of mechanism by which the cells are turned on. And as I said, it's very important because if you don't have these cells, you might develop an autoimmune disease. That's the kind of clinical application ultimately.
So how did each of them find out about their win?
Well, that's the funny part. Yeah. So first of all, Ramsdale, he's worth mentioning, Pat. He and his wife had gone hiking in Wyoming for a digital detox. They turned their phones off. Can you believe it? And the Nobel Committee couldn't reach them. And finally, his wife, Ramsdale's wife, turns her phone on, and there were 200 messages saying, your husband's won the Nobel Prize. So it was the worst time of the world to have a digital detox. In the case of Brunko, she said she was woken early in the morning with her dog bark.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
And a photographer turned up. Can you believe that? The usual media interest to take a photograph of her. So again, it was unusual. Their discovery was in 2001. It's a good few years ago, and neither expected to win it. That's the strange thing. And by the way, Pat, nobody predicted this. There's usually predictions, and yet it hadn't been predicted. So it was a little bit of a surprise, really, especially for these people who won it.
And Sakaguchi, was he over the moon? Is he a man given to great displays of euphoria when he wins?
No, he's very modest. I've invited him to Ireland, Pat, a couple of, I know him reasonably well, actually, you know. And he was a bit surprised himself. The issue, Pat, really is there's no clinical use yet, if you know what I mean. There's no drug yet to activate these cells. Because obviously, in, say, type 1 diabetes, if you could turn these cells on, they would suppress the immune reaction in that situation. You know, now there's many trials running. He himself said he was waiting for clinical impact, and then he thought he might win it. You know, so he himself is a bit surprised. On the other hand, it is outstanding science, because these Nobel Prizes are all about great scientific discoveries. So we think it's worthy from that point of view.
He sounds like a modest man. This is the quote from him: "I used to think that some sort of reward may be forthcoming if what we've been doing will advance a little further, and it will become more beneficial to people in clinical settings." He said, "I believe the time will come when cancer is no longer a scary disease, but a curable one."
That's right. Yeah. And he's a lovely fellow, actually, because I met him a few times. Very modest kind of guy. You know, the application in cancer is great. If you turn these cells off, because remember, these are suppressors, the regulators, turn them off, you might boost the immune system against tumors. And he that's his area. He works more on cancer than anybody else, really. And again, that's an exciting prospect. And I guess the Nobel Prize Committee figured there could be wonderful clinical uses down the line, both for autoimmune disease and for cancer. So it's like a Gucci. I think the Prime Minister rang him to congratulate him, and he mentioned cancer in that context, you know.
So you would be working on this stuff yourself, would you? Would you be actually building on the work of Mary Brunko, Fred Ramsdell, and Shimon Sakaguchi?
You've got to pass. Yeah, there's 200 clinical trials running, by the way, trying to boost these cells or block them in the case of cancer, you know, and therefore optimism is quite high. If you're an immunologist, you're going to have to work on them. These are the key off switch that stops the immune system getting out of control, you know. So my lab has been collaborating with a company, again, trying to boost them using different approaches. We're using, interestingly, the RNA technology that was used in the vaccines to boost them. So we're kind of deploying some of that vaccine information as well. And my lab's been trying to get them going. Many labs have realized if you get these cells going, you could well suppress things like MS or Crohn's disease or rheumatoid arthritis. They're all autoimmune diseases. So people have been on this for a while, and it's getting close to the clinic. There's optimism now, eventually, maybe the next 2 years or so, some people are predicting there will be therapeutics available. And my lab is trying to help the effort, I guess.
It's interesting what you said, that this work, the early discovery by Mr. Sakaguchi 30 years ago, and it takes a long time to get this kind of recognition and reward. Whereas if you start a war in the Middle East and encourage it and stop it, then you get the peace prize.
That's right. So the first publication was 1995 that Sakaguchi had. He's a very patient man, obviously. And then for the other two, that was 2001, their paper. And what I find really great is Mary Brunko, I didn't know her. She stopped working on this, 25 years ago, you know? So she was really thrilled to get a phone call to say, your discovery from 2001 has won the Nobel Prize. You know, so this is how these things can happen sometimes.
And do we know anything about the way the Nobel Committee conducts their deliberations? There's a lot of speculation today, obviously, about how the Peace Committee are conducting their deliberations because of your man. But do we know, like, are there people, do people propose Luke O'Neill for the prize? Yeah. You know, that kind of thing.
They do, yeah. There's a nomination process. First of all, very eminent people have to nominate them, I suppose. You know, not anybody can nominate, I guess. And then it's extremely diligent, Pat. I mean, they put a committee together. They ask expert opinion, you know. So there's a very sort of rigorous process to make sure they get it right. They have got it wrong over the years. Did you know, Pat, there was a Nobel Prize for the lobotomy at one point, which wasn't great.
No.
You know? So they, honestly, yeah, there was a strange one, you know. So they're very, very careful who they pick. The big thing is it takes years, because you've got to make sure the discovery is real, you know, people can reproduce it, and it's true, you know. That's why they take a bit of time on this. But I think Sakaguchi, I've heard he's been nominated for the past 10 years at least, you know.
Okay.
So finally his number came up, you know.
Yeah, well, at least in the case of scientific endeavor, it tends to be, you know, you're always moving forward, you're advancing science, with the exception of the lobotomy. And I presume Alfred Nobel and dynamite is not something that humankind is probably grateful for, but it funds it funds the prize. Whereas in the Peace Prize, I mean, Henry Kissinger got it, not question mark. So anyway,
it's strange.
That's something that will unfold tomorrow. But Luke, thank you very much for joining us on the line. That's Professor Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.